Humber Polytechnic's Peer Wellness Services hosted Mind Matters, a mental wellness talk at the e-concourse of the North Campus on January 23. The event brought together students, staff, and alumni to engage in an open discussion on mental health, aiming to reduce stigma, foster meaningful connections, and highlight resources available within the Humber community. Humber's campus well-being strategist Jinhee Lee shares her strategies for maintaining mental well-being. Humber ETC, Luis Miguel S. de Castro. The Fireside Chat featured a panel of speakers who shared diverse perspectives on navigating mental wellness. Among them was Isabella D'Angelo, a second-year journalism student, who spoke about her journey of balancing academic pressures while maintaining her mental health. "I've loved writing for all my life," D'Angelo said. "It's just a way for me to express myself. I take all the clutter and confusion in my head and make it make sense. It gives me a sense of clarity. I call it a brain dump because there's so much that our brain can take and absorb." D'Angelo also encouraged attendees to embrace vulnerability to connect and heal. "Vulnerability is a superpower," she said. "Vulnerability helps to see yourself in a way that is actually genuine. Wellness isn't just something I do, it's my healthcare." Krista Elliott Shahid, the health promotion specialist at Humber Polytechnic, introduces the event and speakers for the fireside chat. Humber ETC, Luis Miguel S. de Castro. This year's fireside chat centered around nurturing the whole person, highlighting the multifaceted nature of mental health and its connection to cognitive, social, physical, and financial wellness. Bindia Darshan, manager of wellness education and programs at Humber, said the inspiration behind the event was to normalize reaching out for help when needed. "We wanted to normalize seeking help and address cultural stigmas that often prevent students from accessing mental health resources," she said. Darshan said creating safe spaces for open discussions is key to breaking down barriers surrounding mental health. 1 in 3 students face mental health challenges like anxiety or depression, and events like this remind everyone that it's okay to ask for help. "We all need support at different times," she said. The Peer Wellness Services provided live stream coverage of the mental wellness talk for Humber's online audience. Humber ETC, Luis Miguel S. de Castro. The event resonated with attendees, including third-semester student Lakshmi Tiha, who appreciated the session's focus on managing academic stress. "As a student, I feel overwhelmed with assignments and exams," Tiha said. "This session taught me how to cope with stress, approach someone for help, and access counseling on campus. I plan to visit the Student Wellness Center and use the resources they provide." Humber's campus well-being strategist Jinhee Lee shared her strategies for maintaining mental and physical balance while managing a demanding schedule. "With a 1-year-old at home, it's challenging, but prioritizing my physical health helps me stay mentally strong," she said. The fireside chat also explored the cultural dimensions of mental health, with speakers reflecting on how cultural upbringing shapes attitudes toward seeking help. Mashonda Ellison, a 2-time Humber alumna, talks about the cultural dimensions of mental health and her experiences growing up with old-school Jamaican parents. Humber ETC, Luis Miguel S. de Castro. Mashonda Ellison, a 2-time Humber alumna, recounted her experience growing up in a Jamaican household where mental health was rarely discussed. "I grew up with old-school Jamaican parents, so it's like learning and having those conversations with them and being very determined to shift those narratives and letting them know that you're not alone and we're in this together," she said. Ellison emphasized the importance of creating safe spaces where people can share their mental health journeys without fear of judgment. "In my culture, we don't talk about mental health. Growing up, it was something people dismissed or hid. I had to unlearn those beliefs and find my own path to healing," Ellison said.